Welcome into the 323 Sports Podcast. On this episode, we welcome Zachary Shank of News Christian Academy in Raleigh, North Carolina. This particular episode is part of our Instagram Live series with coaches and ADs from around the country. This time, Zach and Mike talk about the effect of COVID-19 on athletic programs and even find time for a quick game of pig. Before we get started, if you're tired of overpaying for name brand uniforms, you're not alone. And that's why we created the Good Game product line. We've got some incredible uniforms that cost up to 70% less than the big brands. So if you're looking for options and a great product line, look no further than Good Game from 323 Sports. Now on to this week's episode with Zachary Shank.
Zach, thanks for joining me today. This is our second live, 323 Live. And the goal of these is to obviously get on here and embarrass ourselves, more importantly, embarrass you. Hopefully we can add some value to anybody who joins. I want to quickly say, before we get too far into this, because I know people have a very short attention span, but if you are coming on to this and you are wondering if you should continue watching or maybe go get a snack and come back, Zach and I are going to have a game of horse at some point within the next 3 to 4 hours. No, within the next maybe 15, 20 minutes. Zach is at his school. There's some activity going on down in the gym, but I have requested we play a nice little game of pig, horse, depending on how quickly Zach goes out. No dunking, Zach. Okay, dunking is off limits. But you want to stay tuned for that. I actually, because of the elements, I'm not outside, and so I'm in here in our nice mini hoop, and so we can dunk if you want to dunk.
Okay. Okay. Well, I actually have a mini hoop in my office, so we can make this happen.
We could stay mini hoop. You know, maybe our viewers can give us some comments and let us know what they think. But at the end of the day, make sure you stay tuned for that. So anyway,
absolutely.
So Zach Shank, he is the head men's basketball coach and athletic director at News Christian Academy in Raleigh. He is ending his third year there. But Zach is actually not from Raleigh. He's actually from Jacksonville, Florida. So Zach, talk to me a little bit about your background, where you went to school, where you went to college, if you're a Walt Disney guy, you know, all that.
So born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida, went to First Coast Christian School there, which I know, Mike, you've been there a couple times with a couple connects that you have in the sports realm and whatnot. But grew up there on the Jacksonville. And so graduated in 2008. When I graduated, went over to Trinity Baptist College, which was there in Jacksonville, Florida as well. So I'm homegrown, couldn't get away, didn't want to get away, whatever you want to call it. But went there in I'll claim it, the fall of 2008, and played basketball there for 4 years, met my wife there. Graduated, and we got married not too long after we graduated. Once we were finished there, I got a athletic director spot there towards the beach at Cornerstone School in Jax. Was there 3 years. In 2017, decided to make the move to Raleigh, North Carolina. And 3 years later, I'm still here. So that's the short version, if you will.
So Zach, funny story about Zach. It's actually, there's several funny stories about Zach. But Zach and I didn't know each other from Adam. He actually never had heard of 323 prior to coming here to Raleigh. And he was actually our very first 323 contract school. Our contracts are very, very new. That's not something that we super advertise, but Zach saw the product. We, you know, casted our 323 spell, and Zach was like, hey, let's rock and roll. So he was actually our first 323 contract school. And when he first came to the office to meet everybody, funny story, we were sitting there talking, and within a few minutes, we realized that I was pretty good friends, or not childhood friends, but I was decent friends with someone who was actually a best man at his wedding. Am I correct on that? Was it Tyler a best man?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was in my wedding, and Tyler and I have known each other since I want to say sixth or seventh grade, and went through middle school and high school together. He's a year younger than me, but went through middle and high school together, and then we actually went to college together too. So played at college after playing with high school. But yeah, obviously he starts talking the story from my perspective. I'm just sitting there and I'm thinking the wheels are turning in my head, and he's saying, yeah, I know somebody from Jacksonville, Florida. And I'm like, okay, hey, maybe I know him. I know a lot of people in Jacksonville. I've been there, 27 years. And he starts talking. He's like, yeah, he's this tall, skinny kid. He went to Peru with us. And I'm like, all right, I'm locking him in now. And in my head, I'm like, there's no way he's about to say Tyler McNulty, who is hands down one of my best friends. And sure enough, 5 seconds later, he goes, yeah, Tyler McNulty. Tommy Nolte, and of course, obviously, we hit it off and started talking about
That was
Tyler from
pretty
that point
crazy,
on.
dude. Like, 'cause I mean,
Yeah.
everyone says when you say, "Hey, where are you from?" I'm from Jacksonville. Oh, really? I got a friend in Jacksonville. I got family in Jackson. It never amounts to anything. You're like, oh, okay, yeah, I don't know him, but you kind of just go down that road. So we went down that road. I was actually shocked to find that he was one of your best friends and was a best man in your wedding. So anyway,
Exactly.
Zach and I hit it off. We actually picked him up on our church league team. Zach's a big dude. So as soon as I saw him, my wheels were turning. Like, I wonder if this guy plays basketball. Zach's like 6'8", 450. No, but not 450, 6'8".
Wow.
But just straight ripped, okay?
Yeah,
And,
absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
yeah, just straight rip. But anyway, so we had a good time doing that. But anyway, we hit it off ever since. He eventually came over to the office every now and then, hit up the 2K. We won't go into that. And honestly, I think a lot of the reason why you struggled so much in 2K is because of your affinity to just, you have to play with LeBron James. And I'm
Oh,
just,
come on.
listen, I warned you. LeBron James, he's got all the stats, he's got all the that everything, but he doesn't have what it takes on 2K.
Coming from the guy that played with Steph Curry, and he's pulling from half court every time he got the ball, right?
And you know what? And 2K doesn't even let you heat check. So I was hitting like 1 for 3, 2 for 4. Like if we had done what Steph usually does, it'd have been 4 or 5 in a row. But look, we won't go there. I do want to go to LeBron though, because this guy right here is a huge LeBron James fan. In fact, in the questionnaire I sent to this guy, he actually chose LeBron over MJ. I said MJ or LeBron. It wasn't even, I could just tell the way he wrote it. It wasn't even a hesitation. It was LeBron. So I want you to talk to me about that. I want you to sell the fans on why you're a LeBron fan and why that actually makes good sense. Okay? Let's park it there.
Let's park it there. All right. So, had this conversation the other day with actually one of my players' dads, he's probably about 7 or 8 years older than me. And, we were talking. Obviously, the whole hype of The Last Dance is going on right now. I'm going to put it out there, let everybody know my true age. I was born in 1990. So, by the time I was really old enough to really start catching on and understanding the game of basketball and who is who in the game of basketball, Jordan is with the Wizards. Now, yeah, we had computers and everything like that, but I feel old that I can say I couldn't just go to YouTube and just look up all old footage of Michael Jordan like kids could today. So, like I said, coming up and finally catching on to what the NBA is and watching them, I always watched with my dad, and I just remember sitting there watching stuff. And but the big thing was Michael Jordan was with the Wizards. He was old. He was in his 40s,
He was still balling though. That's the
He
thing.
was,
He
he
was
was, he
like
was definitely
45
still
dropping
balling.
50.
Oh, absolutely. So understand that, yes, Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. But I didn't grow up in the realm of watching him in his prime. When you're talking those, I mean, I was what, 97, 98, I'm 7, 8 years old. Like, I'm still trying to figure out, how to walk. I was, 7 foot at 7 years old. So I'm still
Yeah,
trying to like
you're the
figure out
same
my own
size
self
now that you
here.
were then.
Exactly. But so with all of that being said, the stretch of like 99 to like 2005. So really, I'll say 2000 to 2005. Who falls in that section? Well, LeBron James. And so from being, 10 years old to 15 years old, a kid that loves the game of basketball, a kid that's growing up, figuring out what he wants to do, the guy to watch was LeBron during that time. Obviously, you had Kobe, obviously big-time Kobe fan. I attempted to mirror my game after Shaq, which, you know, that's a whole nother story there. I love Shaq. Shaq is my guy. And you
we're
have
like
those
the
guys.
Exact same size. So it's kind of like by default.
Exactly, you know. I remember watching Kobe. I remember watching Shaq. I remember those and you know, watching those guys. But again, like, Jordan was just a vague memory. So what I go on to say is watching The Last Dance kind of just solidified kind of what my dad always told me and said, hey, you know, it's hard for you to remember, but this guy was the guy. And this guy was this, and he's doing this. And so now, like, watching The Last Dance, it really just jogs my memory of all of that stuff, that just talking and learning with my dad and whatnot. I think I answered your question without directly answering it, I think.
That Didn't was I? Very – I don't know if passive-aggressive is the word.
I could be a politician after answering
that
question.
It was very political because I did hear you say that it solidified something, but I'm not 100% sure what it solidified. It sounded like what you were – about to say was it solidified that Jordan was the greatest of all time. But I'm looking here at your answer, and you clearly said LeBron. So, you know, it's a difficult one. And look, the viewers may think that I am biased. I'm not. Honestly, I'm just a news fan. I don't know if you saw the shirt.
That.
I rocked it.
I'm loving all the news gear right now. I thought about putting all 323 stuff behind me.
Yeah, the curtain you know. Back there, I kind of feel like there's someone about to pop out. Like,
yeah.
Do a magic trick or something, which would be epic. It would really boost
know.
Our viewers.
Absolutely.
But viewership. But anyway, I'm unbiased. I guess if I had to make an answer, I would say Jordan. But we all know what's going to happen. In 10 to 15 years, they're going to do The Last Dance or whatever LeBron's going to call it.
Right.
And we're all going to look at him and say, oh, maybe he's the goat. So,
exactly.
You know, I'm kind of right there with you, but I do feel like you're definitely riding the fence a lot more than you used to after watching The Last Dance. That's just my gut.
Hey.
You got your boy, though. I'm looking here at your comments. One of your players here, I don't like LeBron, but he is the best to ever do it.
Hey, so I mixed that Kool-Aid over here. You see what he's drinking, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I see
so.
What it is.
Yeah, that's look, Curtis Taylor. There's a couple comments on there. So anyway,
you're starting to stop drinking your own Kool-Aid, looks like, though. So you gotta anyway.
I've watered it down a bit.
Let's jump in. So we'll do this. Look, I want to jump into the whole COVID-19. Obviously, I'm interested also with news, what you guys are doing, what you guys had to do. I know we talked a little bit before, so I know you know you along with a lot of others have been doing the online learning and, you know, things like that. But, you know, how has that affected you specifically on the athletic side, your athletic program, practices, whatnot? Make sure you don't say anything that's going to incriminate you, that you guys have been having practices the whole time, 1v1s,
right, yeah,
you know, huddles.
Absolutely.
But how has that affected you guys? And what do you guys, like, what's the forecast? What do you guys think is going to happen going into the fall?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we could talk about the spring. Every school in America lost their spring season, from, you know, the college realm to the high school realm to the middle school realm. Every school lost their spring season. So, you know, I mean, that is as, you know, I say generic as it can be. Everybody's in the same boat there. Now, I mean, obviously I have, you know, sympathy for the seniors that have, you know, we have one girl, she's, you know, a senior here. She's the senior goalkeeper on the girls' soccer team. And, you know, she's played soccer on varsity for 4 years, and now all of a sudden her senior year, she can't play. And, you know, I feel her pain. I feel, you know, the struggle of not getting, you know, what everybody else enjoyed in the fall and in the winter and having that opportunity to play. So it is, I know that there's a level of frustration there, but as for we sure. obviously transition to kind of home educating, if you will, you know, it was fun. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I enjoyed it, I'll say, for the first couple of weeks and being at home with my wife. And my wife was, when we went home, she was about 2 weeks out from having our first child. And then we have our first child in the middle of a pandemic. So that was pretty interesting. That's a story for another day.
Yeah, you have a COVID baby. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her middle name is COVID. So, But anyway, but back to the education realm. What we're doing here is, you know, like I said, we're at school this week. Every student is bringing back all of their, you know, items and allowing to, they're coming in, you know, getting their stuff out of their lockers, cleaning stuff up. And today is technically kind of our official last day of the school year, turning everything in and whatnot. And so it's going to be good to see everybody today. We're kind of excited for that opportunity because, I mean, it has been like 10 weeks since we've seen students in a classroom setting. But for going into the summer and the off-season workouts, that's where the big, you know, thing is now. What are we allowed to do? You know, we always have practice, essay practices or workouts, open gyms for whether it's soccer, volleyball, basketball. We always have items or things that players can take advantage of and have access to that we haven't had. And you know, again, I know we're not the same. We're not the only one. Everybody is in the same boat. And you know, it's not like we're shut down here, but the school down the street is. They've been practicing the entire time because that's not the way it goes. So, but it's been a challenge. I mean, I got guys texting me, you know, when can we get in? You know, coaches that are texting me like, we want to have an opportunity to get together this summer. And I'm like, you're telling me nothing that I don't know and that I don't want either. But you know, we're at the limit of what we have going on. So, you know, the positive thing is that we are in phase two. You know, we've met as an administrative team twice now in the last couple of weeks, and you know, we've kind of are kind of getting our heads kind of wrapped around our potential policies of what we can once gyms or athletics are kind of open back up and we're allowed to move forward. But we're having a protocol. We'll have a strict protocol of what we can do and how many people we can have in a facility. And if we're inside, outside, you know, how can we practice social distancing, you know, in this, the realm of sports, which sounds absurd. You know, it really does. I don't know how you could practice social distancing and play basketball. It just doesn't work that way. But, you know, so we're really trying to think it through, trying to be as level-headed as possible, if that makes sense as well. Not trying to be super far on one side and super far on the other. We're trying to meet in a common ground. So we had a coaches meeting the other day, and I presented it back to my coaches for them to present in their specific sports a idea of camps or practices and how they could promote some form of social distancing and making sure that, you know, the virus is cut down if we have a certain amount of people in a building or in a facility participating in the sport. So that's kind of where we're at for the summer. You know, obviously team camps have been, you know, canceled all over. Pretty much every single one that we were looking at, they've come back and they've canceled. Some are still trying to hold on, but you know, obviously with the NCAA clearing out their recruiting policies or their dead period times, you know, that hurts as well. So, you know, we did Liberty University last year. We thought about going back again this year. They're still going to try and hold out for one in July, but it doesn't look promising. I just don't know if we could just dive right back into things. I feel that they're going to have to ease in eventually. And my fear is that, you know, we get to the fall and we're, you know, we start and all of a sudden something else kind of comes back and breaks back out, and you know, we're putting a halt to everything again. But our state association just released some ideas of a protocol, just guidelines that if you wanted to put in there and follow, you could. So that's been really good information. You know, talking with you had Devin Terrace on last week. You know, him and I have talked back and forth a couple times on what his ideas and his administration is going to do because they're, you know, not far up the road from us. What we're going to do. I've talked with a couple other local schools and their athletic directors, and just trying to get our heads wrapped around like, what is the common, you know, idea? A lot of schools, they're not doing anything, and they haven't even like thought about this process at all. So, you know, there's pros and cons to the whole thing. You know, from the athletic standpoint, losing the opportunity for sports in this season, but you know, for me, a personal pro and an opportunity was just to be able to spend the last 3 months at home with my wife and my baby. And that's been a great thing, kind of that I wouldn't have got if school would have been going full blast. You know, I'd have got a couple weeks and then I'm back to the grind. So it has been, you know, nice on that side, but it's so frustrating. I've missed it. Like I'm watching ESPN and there's nothing on ESPN to watch. You know, I don't care about the rock skipping contest up in Lake Michigan or wherever it is that they've been showing.
Dude, I missed that. I'm kind of interested in that. So
yeah, so it's been a struggle, and I know that everybody's in the same boat. And, you know, I need to come out there at 323 and school you guys on the mini goal.
Yeah, you do. You know, we're doing heat temperature checks at the door, though. So
absolutely.
Make sure that you're not, you know, you're not too hot.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, I think everyone's kind of voicing the same narrative. You know, it's like you're just sitting and waiting. At the high school level, you also don't want to be that guy who's on the news for, you know, it's like you can follow the protocol to a T, but if somehow someone in your school gets it and there ends up being, you know, it ends up being a dramatic case of some sort, no one wants to be that guy, that school.
Right.
And so, you know, anyway, so I think I just kind of, you know, I think if the NBA would pick back up, or I think if maybe some of the higher entities would, you know, would start at least playing, even with no fans, just do something, I think you'd start opening the gates up a little bit more. But I guess we'll just have to
– I feel like once the – and I think you and I talked about that at some point. Once the NBA shut down, it was kind of serious, you know.
Oh, that was it.
And that was it. Unfortunately, I had tickets to the ACC tournament out in Greensboro. And
I remember,
that's the week
that
it all happened. And I'm excited. We're going, you know, we're getting ready and whatnot. And I think it's like 2 days before it, you know, they cancel it. And I'm like, well, okay, wow. NCAA canceled, you know, a huge money-making opportunity. Something must be going on that's bigger than, you know.
That was nuts, man. That was all NBA. But it's like, I remember because I got a new TV. There was one on sale at Walmart for just dirt cheap, dude. So I was like, I need to get it for the ACC tournament. So we brought it into the office, had it all set up, ready to roll. And it's like, literally, actually, we weren't watching on the TV, but we literally all sat down. We had pizza in the conference room. We were sitting there all about to watch the tip-off, and they canceled.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was like the Florida State or whoever. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Like, talk about preparation and the complete drop. But, dude, the pizza was great.
Absolutely.
We had Sprite and all that stuff. So anyway, all right.
Very nice.
Well, dude, it sounds like we're on the same boat, and I agree with you. I think there's a lot of pros to all this too, and I think you got to focus on those and just hope and you know just call foul if a team comes back and they're just unbelievably good and they're in shape and they're running. So it's like, yeah, y'all obviously didn't social distance, and so you just kind of tell the guys, look, we did what we needed to do during COVID. We're the better team, and we did what was right.
Right, exactly.
For me, honestly, the bright side, if I were still in high school and we're still playing, is my coach really can never sit me on the bench for not playing defense. I'm like, look, at the end of the day, I got to be at least 6 feet from the guy I'm guarding.
That's true.
And so you're not going to sit me down, you know, for not playing defense. Anyway, positives, man. There's always a silver lining.
Yeah, there always is.
especially
with you playing defense.
Exactly.
Or no, that's me. That's me. I'm sorry.
Me and you both. There's no silver lining. So, look, the main thing I wanted to get out of the way was the MJ LeBron. Honestly, that's why I wanted to do this. I wanted to kind of rub your nose in it, make you tell everybody how you feel. And I feel like you kind of politicaled your way out of that. But, dude.
Sorry to let you down.
Yeah, you let me down. If there's nobody in the gym, or if you can sneak down there, might be time for a little pig.
Might be.
Or
I can scoot down there, you guys.
Do you have the setting set up in the mini hoop? I don't know. It might be tough in your office. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Mini hoop versus mini hoop? Mine's not really a mini hoop, though. Mine's like a hybrid. It's almost regulation, but it's just kind of lower.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let me give you just for our viewers here. This is what I'm working with right here.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, this is
You got a little bit of a better setup, and you shoot on that every day. So
No, I definitely don't.
I think I've been in there when I've needed to talk business, and I can't find anybody in the offices, and they're in the back. I think you would definitely have the advantage if I was to stay in my office, because my hoop is about 2 feet away from the roof, or the ceiling. So I think I may – look at that. Is that the scoreboard?
I'm actually You know, I want to put some stakes up for it too. Not literal stakes, but, you know, stakes as in some stakes.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I'm thinking we put a free pair of shoes on the line.
Ooh, that's big time.
For sake of time, I say we stick with pig, just because it's three letters.
Okay.
And then I'm open to dunking. Since it's about equivalent, you dunking on 10-foot and me dunking on this.
Okay.
But other than that, if you beat me, I got a free pair of shoes. Now, look, you were a size 18, so it may take a little longer to get those shipped in.
That's true.
But let's do that. Let's do a free pair of shoes if you beat me. Let's see if you can get some room. I'm making Keith to grab the camera here just to make sure we're within regulation on every single letter, because that's a big deal. I don't want us saying, hey, shoot a three-pointer, and I'm actually, like, standing a foot from the rim. So
that is a big deal. Okay. I think I'm going to let you decide. You want me to go down to the gym, or do you want me to shoot on the mini goal?
Dude, you make the call, man. I don't know how busy it is down there. I love interaction, so it might be a party down there. If you get kids coming in and out,
That hasn't quite started. It's just going to give me a few minutes to get down there and get everything situated.
But
I'm on the move.
While you're walking.
Yeah, that sounds fair, right?
You actually can turn it here.
Yeah.
I'm going to get warmed up here. So this is actually this is in our back warehouse for those of you. Can you still hear me, Zach? I'm not used to these AirPods.
Yeah, I can still hear you.
So this is in our back warehouse. This is beautiful. I'm going to definitely get a pair of these once we actually start making money again, since they cost like $700.
There you go.
But this is a 323 basketball. Franklin did this for us specifically in our colors. Took us some shots up. Look, we had three-point line here. Keith, you can show. Obviously, there's some wear and tear right here on this line, if you notice here. Got the free throw here, a little wear and tear as well. But for some reason, this logo that our guy Brent vinyled, it literally is pretty much spotless.
That looks very nice.
A couple shots here while you get warmed up. It's shaking the gym yet?
Oh, I'm in the gym.
A couple shots here. Let's see what we got here. Oh, you're in trouble.
Wow.
You're definitely in trouble.
Wow. All right.
I'm feeling it. All right, let me see what you got here.
All right. So here I am. There's obviously some people in here, but we'll make it happen.
I just don't want to embarrass you. Make sure it's nobody that thinks you actually are going to beat me.
Well, I got my AirPods in, so they can't hear anything. So even if they ask, I'll just tell them I won.
There you go. All right. So this is good. So, all right. I can't see you. Do you have someone filming for you, or are you just going to have to do it all yourself?
Well, I'm on the tripod, so I'm going to set the tripod up. In
the tripod.
In an area of where I'll be shooting, so
it's gonna be right around the rim. Actually, you like to sneak out on that 3-point line, Zach.
I'm sneaky out there now. So, am I starting it off, or are you starting it?
It's your call, dude. You make the call.
Okay, I'm gonna start it. I'm gonna start it first.
Get your tripod going so we can see what you're doing. Can see your footwork.
You see what's going on here?
Yeah, let's do it. All right, there we go.
Okay. All right.
If you step out of the camera, we're just going to go with the trust factor here.
I like it. I like it. So I am at the middle of the free throw lane where the volleyball line cuts through.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I got you.
I'm right here. If you haven't got your Wilson Evos, call 323. They'll hook you up.
I like that.
All right.
Little plug.
All right. No jump. Straight up over the rim.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm stiff.
You're definitely going to get a layer.
I'm stiff.
You know what? Let me just do my other shot. Very
that's
stiff.
That's not a good thing,
right,
man.
Here we go.
Woo! All right. Good.
Hey, should I go ahead and put a letter on Zach, or I guess it may be a little premature?
Go ahead, Zach.
I'm going to go free throw here, okay? So clearly you can see I'm at the free throw line here. Not quite regulation, but Brent did make this proportionate to regulation. So with the size of the rim, the height, all that, so it's perfectly in proportion. All right.
Okay. Okay.
It's a normal free throw here.
Is that a brick?
I kind of bird handed that a little bit. If you notice, it's kinda, with these small balls. You know, honestly, this is regulation for you too. It's about the same size.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see what you got here, Zach.
So here I am on the free throw line trying to get the, you know, you can see it if it goes in. Let me take my time now because that other one, that was a terrible performance.
Hey, there's free shoes on the line here, Zach.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
We're just going to trust it was a free throw. All right, Zach. For my next shot, I'm going to venture out to the three-point line.
Okay? Oof, okay.
I'm right at the elbow. I kind of like the shot. It's at the elbow. The shot doctor told me the elbow is one of the best shots in the game.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the elbow shot right here, square it up.
Wow. That's a tough one, man. Woo. All right. I'm going to move you guys back just a little bit here.
And that was an NBA three I was shooting, just so you know.
An NBA three, huh?
That right, actually wasn't.
All right. You can still see it.
All right. Yeah, I got you.
All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh.
Oh.
First letter.
We got our first letter. I actually heard some background laughs, Zach. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, you know.
Go ahead and
I'm on the spot now.
Here, Key, hold this. I want to make sure everyone sees this. This is pretty important here. We're going to go with a P here for Zach.
Okay. All right, yep, I got a P.
Your first P. All right.
We're playing pig.
Next shot. Since your camera's already out there, let's just stay out here at the three-point range. I like to live out there.
Okay.
Now look,
you're gonna beat me at the 3-point, huh?
You can't see the line here, but there is a line here. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Behind 3-point line, opposite elbow.
Man, you're killing me. All right.
Honestly, it's all about the shoes. Right now, we cannot afford to send you any shoes, Zach.
That's what I figured. This is
a big deal.
This is make or break for you guys. All right.
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to switch and go to a different goal here, okay? I got people down on that end, so I'm going to let them kind of do their thing. This is really my goal down here, okay? This is my spot.
Okay.
All right, so three-point line. All right, let's see what we got here.
Big hit.
All right, I'm still alive.
Big hit.
Okay.
Okay, all right, next shot. Moving right along. This one, you know, I'm just going to go baseline three, okay? I was going to go NBA range, but I just don't think that you want to do that right now. So, look, let's go baseline three.
Okay.
I've actually got something in my way right here, which I do not like. I'm going to slide over just a little bit.
I need you to miss this one. You hit it?
Yeah, I hit it.
All right. I didn't see it. I was being talked to, but it's okay. It's okay. All right.
Honestly, it's better if you just stop looking right now, too.
That is true. Man, the corner is really my my spot. I know you know that. All right. You guys got the rim in there? You can see it?
Oh, we see it, dude.
Okay.
Wow. He drilled that one.
I am still alive. I'm still alive. Okay.
You're fighting for these shoes. All right.
Yes.
I'm a little nervous now to get you on offense. You've been defensive so far. I'm a little nervous. Have I done top of the key yet, Keith? Let's do top of the key. Three-point line, of course.
Oh, you're killing me. All right.
I'm actually pretty surprised myself, to be honest with you.
Yeah, all right. We got me?
I got you, dude.
Okay, top of the key.
All right. I got you. Oh, yeah. I got all of you right now.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh!
Wow. Did you make that?
I did. It rolled.
Got a little blurry there right before it went in. I'm not sure if that was on purpose or what, but, dude, you are hanging in there.
I'm where I need to be right now.
Dude, you are well above your Colonial season average right now.
That's because I never got the ball. No, I'm just kidding. Here we go.
Pretty much. All right. Man, the pressure I feel like is really on me now. Let's go. You know what? Let's go opposite baseline three. I'm trying to tire you out carrying that tripod everywhere you go with you.
I know. I need a cameraman like you have.
All right. Opposite baseline three, Zach.
Man, you're on fire. You haven't missed one yet, huh?
Honestly, I'm just right on my normal percentages, Zach.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. All right. There we go. You can see it.
Opposite baseline.
Opposite baseline. Roll.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got another letter. Keith, if you want, you actually could do the honors here.
Miss Kelly Johnson, she was in her shot there, so she kind of threw me off.
Call
that's
foul.
Okay. That's okay. Yeah, I'm calling foul, but it's okay.
I like that. All right. So, P.I., so is that you got one more letter here. And, I'm honestly feeling really good about myself right now. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah.
Let's go – you know what? Let's take – here, Keith. Let's actually take two steps beyond the three-point line. Actually, let's do four steps. Okay?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Four steps, because actually for you it's pretty much doubled with your foot size, so you're pretty much going to be a half court. But look, four
that
steps.
Is true. Okay.
We're going to go 3-point line. You see it here. One, two, three, four.
Okay.
All right, you got it.
I got it.
All right.
Oh, that hurts. That hurts. All
this
right.
one, we're gonna have to have some verification on this one, Zach. I feel like you're gonna be tempted to sneak in there and not be at 4 foot exactly.
There's my 3-point line. Here I am back here.
Yes.
All right. You can see the basket, correct?
I can see it. Good
all right.
night, you're out there.
That's all.
Yes. Man. Okay, Keith, if you do the honors of go ahead, just so our viewers can see the full letter spelled out here.
That hurts.
Yes, nice and nice. Pig. Dude, Zach, honestly, I thought you played fantastic.
Hey, I hit shots when I needed to, but I didn't hit them when I needed to.
Exactly. So, look, dude, the free pair of shoes might actually still be on the table just because you honestly were fantastic. But we'll just wait. Maybe wait till post COVID on that and see if you know what? Tell you what, free pair of shoes for the next set of uniforms that you order from us. How about that? We start leveraging.
Hey,
how about that?
I like that. I like that.
Well, dude, that was fun. And I need to do that more often actually, because good night. I need to move the Colonial League back here to our warehouse. So I think
there you go. You wouldn't miss.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't. All right, dude. Well, look, that was fun. You got stuff you got to do. I'd love to play again, actually, and just play all day.
Absolutely.
But that was a lot of fun. Thanks for being on the show, and thanks for your support. You guys are awesome. And,
yes, sir.
Tell the guys, all the guys that said hello, and we'll talk soon, dude.
Will do. Tell everybody out there, 323, said hello as well. Hope you guys are staying safe. Wearing your masks. I know you're producing masks now, so I need you to have your mask on. So, but anyway, I appreciate you guys having me today, taking a little bit of time, and getting to talk with you guys. So it's been fun. Maybe I'm going to go practice on my 3-point shot now.
All right, boss, man.
So,
I'll talk to you soon.
All right, see you guys.
All right, see you, man.
Thanks for listening to the 323 Sports Podcast. For more information on what 323 Sports can do for your business or sports organization, visit 323sports.com.